From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. People are fleeing Gambia as President Yahya Jammeh declares a state of emergency there. In a broadcast statement Tuesday, Mr. Jammeh said the state of emergency would last until the nation's Supreme Court decides on his complaint of voting irregularities in last month's election. Mr. Jammeh is refusing to accept the results of the vote, in which he lost to opposition leader Adama Barrow. The West African regional bloc, ECOWAS, has placed its military on standby if Mr. Jammeh will not step down January 15th. More than 50 people were killed when a Nigerian military jet mistakenly bombed a camp for homeless people Tuesday. Aiming for Boko Haram militants, the attack struck RAN, a refugee camp for internally displaced people. The aid group Doctors Without Borders treated many of the wounded. Hughes Robert is the organization's head of emergency programs.
Today at 12:20, there was an aerial bombardment in RAN, which took place in a very densely populated area. It killed 50 people, and 200 people have been wounded.
Hughes Robert. The underwater search for the missing Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 has been suspended. Crews completed their deep water search of the Indian Ocean without finding a trace of the airliner. Darren Chester is Australia's transport minister.
This is a very disappointing and frustrating day, and a day of great sadness for the families and friends, all those on board MH370, the 239 passengers and crew that disappeared almost 3 years ago today.
The Malaysian Airlines flight disappeared in 2014 while traveling from Beijing to Kuala Lumpur. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May has laid out the objectives of what she hopes will be her nation's clean break with the European Union. The hard Brexit she laid out in a speech Tuesday will mean that Britain will leave the single EU market and break with the European Court of Justice.
We do not approach these negotiations expecting failure, but anticipating success. Because we are a great global nation with so much to offer Europe and so much to offer the world.
Ms. May said a final plan for a phased Brexit will be put to Parliament for a vote. Leader of the opposition Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn, has some misgivings.
Throughout the speech, there seemed to be an implied threat that somewhere along the line, if all her optimism of a deal with the European Union didn't work, we would move into a low-tax, corporate taxation, bargain basement economy on the offshores of Europe. I think she needs to be a bit clearer about what the long-term objectives are.
Jeremy Corbyn. Antonio Tajani of Italy has been elected the new president of the European Parliament. He is from a center-right party in Italy. He won after four rounds of voting Tuesday night in Strasbourg. Russian President Vladimir Putin is blaming the outgoing U.S. administration of attempting to undercut President-elect Donald Trump by spreading erroneous information. At a Moscow news conference Tuesday, Mr. Putin said last week's release of an unverified dossier containing scandalous allegations about Trump was part of an effort by U.S. President Barack Obama's administration to, in Putin's words, undermine the legitimacy of the president-elect. In Washington, White House spokesman Josh Earnest said Tuesday the new administration is going to have to decide who it believes.
On one side, you've got the men and women of the United States intelligence community. You've got Democrats in Congress. You've got Republicans in Congress who are concerned deeply about the way that the Russian apparatus sought to call into question the legitimacy and stability of our democracy. On the other side, you've got WikiLeaks and the Russians. And the incoming administration is going to have to decide which side they're going to come down on.
Josh Earnest. Major new public opinion polls in the United States say President-elect Donald Trump is starting his term in the White House with one of the lowest approval ratings in decades. Trump rejected the results, pointing out that the same polls were wrong about the election itself. The CNN post-ABC polls pegged Trump's approval rating at 40%. President Barack Obama is commuting the prison sentence of Bradley, now known as Chelsea, Manning. Manning is the former Army intelligence analyst who leaked classified documents. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.